to Top Shelf at the Merrick Library with your host, Carol Ann Tack.
Welcome back, everyone. And yes, I still have this touch of laryngitis, but as they say, the show must go on. So I am sitting here with teen queen Luisa Munoz, and she's all things teen and all things fabulous. So I'm going to let her do most of the talking. You guys can all make fun of the fact that I sound like Marge Simpson. Luisa, tell me, what's going on? What's coming up?
All right. So we have a lot of good programs coming up in the summer. One of the things I'm really looking forward to is our summer reading program. So this year, I decided to do a challenge. So it's a teen bingo challenge. And when the kids come up to sign up for the summer reading program, they are going to get the sheets. And, I mean, they have simple tasks like name your favorite song. Since the summer reading theme is Libraries Rock, I wanted to put a little bit of music in it.
That's fun for them.
So I name your favorite song. Find the songwriter for your favorite song. Find the lyrics from a song from a different decade. So I'm trying to have them, you know, do a little research there.
It's good for that.
You know, obviously read anything for an hour, read a book, your summer reading book. A lot of simple tasks.
Very clever. It's a very fun idea. Yeah, so can I do it?
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to get my card soon, folks.
So when they hand in a bingo sheet, they get a raffle ticket. And then that raffle ticket is going to be put towards a bigger prize than your everyday small prizes that we're giving out. So they can get a basket of either, it's for music lovers, movie buffs, book lovers, and artists.
So what is the basket? Like, what's inside the basket?
So they're going to have gift cards. I'm buying Funko Pops. I'm going to get the Bob Ross one.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
For the art one. And then for the music one, there's actually a pop of Ed Sheeran coming out.
Oh, my God.
So
that's amazing.
I have to do that. So, and then I still have to figure out for the movie one. But for the book one, maybe Harry Potter. Who knows? Speaking of Harry Potter.
Yes, tell me.
So, and two programs I'm very excited for this summer are two escape rooms to celebrate his birthday. July 27th is a teen-only program. It is an after-hours program, so the library is actually going to be closed, and the teens are going to be here and do an escape room.
So it's an Escape the Room, Harry Potter edition.
Yes.
On July 27th, which is his birthday.
His birthday is July 31st.
Oh, okay. But we're doing it on the 27th.
But we're doing it on the 27th. And it is Escape from Azkaban.
Oh, my
gosh. So I'm very excited because I'm going all out with these decorations. And I am going to try to see if I can make a Dementor to hang. I am going to see if I can get dress up. I want to put a lot of effort into this because I love
so
Harry Potter.
So much fun.
And then for...
Do I get to try out the Escape the Room?
Of course.
I fail every year, but it's really fun.
It's okay. It makes me realize what I have to do, and I love having you part of it.
It's very funny.
And then what I'm really excited for is, this is the first time ever I'm trying this, is a multi-generational escape room on July 30th. So they would have to be 9 and older to attend, but anyone that's older, over 9 years old, can sign up with either, you know, their family, like their siblings, their parents, their cousins, their grandparents, whoever they want. It's going to be a group of 10 at a time, and this theme is going to be Find the Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh my goodness.
And then
we have serious FOMO right now.
And I'm very excited to announce that one of our coworkers is going to be dressing up as Hagrid.
Oh, I know that's going to be. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be dressing up as Hagrid. And I encourage people to dress up, you know, as wizards, not,
oh my goodness,
and not come as muggles. So I'm very excited for
that. So, all right, give me this July 31st.
July 30th is the multi-generational escape room,
and it's nine years and older,
and it's from 5:30 to 8:30.
Oh my goodness. And where do they sign up for that?
So they're going to have to call the library to sign up. I'm pretty sure I'm just going to have it come to the teen media desk, to the extension. Maybe a little bit easier,
right?
been having everyone sign up. So they get to pick a time slot. I believe there's 5 different time slots they can choose from. So it is limited. So registration begins June 30th. I recommend calling the day of.
Yeah, that's going to fill up really fast. Fill up,
and I'm very excited for it.
Oh, my gosh. If I had a stronger voice, I'd be pushing this all over the place. So it's family members.
I mean, it's honestly anyone can come for that. People, you know, in their 20s and come in their 30s. It doesn't matter. Whoever wants to, if they have a group of 10, or they don't even have to be a group of 10.
You're going
to
be a group of 4 and be with a group of 6 or something like that.
Exactly. You're going to work with other people.
So you can have your aunts, your uncles, parents, whomever, sisters, cousins. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And Hagrid's going to be here.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to be here, and I'm very excited for that.
So that's three. That's 3 programs.
Yes, the summer reading program, the 2 escape rooms. I mean, we have so many other programs coming up.
Yeah, but I can get you back on. Yeah, absolutely. Have you back for that. So those are the 3 biggies. Summer reading is this weekend. The other escape the room is July
27th.
Okay. Do it again.
Okay.
So July 27th.
July 27th is a teens only program, an after hours program from 6:30 to 8:30,
okay,
which is Escape from Azkaban. And then on Monday, July 30th, it is the multi-generational program for to find the Sorcerer's Stone from 5:30 to 8:30.
Okay. And both events, do you encourage dressing up for both
events? Oh, absolutely.
Dress up, people.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to be taking pictures. We want to see your best foot forward.
Yes. So I recommend come in your house colors.
Right.
Come dress up as a wizard. If you want to dress up as Bellatrix, you're more than welcome to.
Oh my goodness, that's a good idea. I kind of like that.
Yes. So I'm very, very excited for that program.
All right, guys, you all out there have your marching orders. So be mindful of the signups. Check out the newsletter, and we will see you all back here very soon. That's all we have for today. Remember to keep us on your top shelf. And I hope the next time I'm back, I'll have more of my voice. Okay, see you guys.
Bye.